With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Rants and Raves. I'm Steph Beckett and we're excited. We're doing all of these pre-Infocom sessions, kind of talking about what's going to go down at the show. And joining me for this particular episode is Troy Peters from Seize Pro. First of all, Troy, how are you? How's it going? How's the pre-Infocom prep?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me on the program. I think the prep is pretty easy. I know I'm giving a few talks, but all except two I've done before. So
okay. Yeah. Nice. Love to hear that. Like most people, including myself, when someone's like, how are you? I'm like, I'm here and I'm alive. And that's all I could tell you.
Always glasses half full.
Yeah. And I mean, you're doing so many sessions again this year that you're going to be a very busy guy at the show. But before we kind of dive into each one of those sessions and what you're going to be conducting, why don't you talk a little bit about yourself? Remind the people watching or listening a little bit about your background, how you got into live events. Like how does one fall into that?
Well, as a 6-year-old growing up in California, I knew the motion picture industry was an actual industry and I knew I wanted to be behind the camera. So that's what I did. I ran away and joined the film industry right out of high school. And did that for about 15 years, worked on a little TV series called The X-Files back in the 90s, and then the X-Men movie and a couple other big movies, and decided that was enough of that. I wanted to do something else. Fell in love. You know, you make a movie or a TV series, you don't see it for a year or 2 years until it's on the big screen. And I loved the reaction of people in the audience. You're like sitting in the back of the theater. Nobody knows you worked on that movie, but it would be so cool to watch that. And I was just got more, I guess I did a little bit of rock and roll, did a little bit of work with Chris Isaak and Sarah McLachlan, and sort of really fell in love with the live audience. And then asked Google, what else is there out there? I found a job application to be an event planner for a large trade show, not unlike Infocom. And so I was a meeting planner there for a couple of years, but production kept calling and I went back, when I was with that association, I got my CTS and started attending Infocom and eventually got back to the production side and worked for Video West for 10 years. And now I'm working at Seize Productions as a part owner, actually.
Very cool. That's awesome. No, I love that. I love the X-Files. So love your work. So tell me a little bit about, let's go session by session and kind of talk a little bit about what you're going to be talking about. So first of all, project managing $1 million live events on the global stage. I'm assuming that project managing a live event, much less a $1 million one, it's a lot of work and it's hard to stay organized. So what is going to be covered in that session?
Yeah, so I really did, you know, start out in project management. I was really good at, you know, organizing all the details and keeping a team together and being able to manage logistically something that was, you know, that when I was working for the association, our event was 20,000 attendees, San Francisco citywide. We're in 5 or 6 hotels plus all of Moscone Center. So really being able to manage that AV team and the install and, you know, you're there for 10 days. All of that really, I was able to do that really well. It was just innate, it was in my, built into me. And so I talk a little bit about the experience with that event there, but the times that I've worked on the Super Bowl, I've worked on some big, you know, big awards programs and other citywide programs. So really I talk a lot about how do you work with other vendors? How do you find the best talent? And how do you make sure that you're encouraging the right talent to give them the power to make decisions and run that area of whatever they're doing. But it's a newer talk. I gave it for the first time last year and everybody loved it. It was so good to see all the people come in and we talk a little bit about the challenges, right? The first, like one story I share is loading in during a snowstorm. Like you still got to get it all set up, but the snowstorm is trying to slow you down. So how do you deal with that? And how do you move things along? I always say, time doesn't stop, but everything else can change, right? So you can, as long as you keep things moving forward, you'll be successful.
That's awesome. And so tell me a little bit about how that one is going to differ from live event planning roles and responsibilities for the production team. Is that more, a little more technical?
Yeah, that one's a brand new talk. I actually just been putting that together with Nancy Spooner from Tempo Live Events. I was on a couple of calls with the Infocom team as they were starting to plan out what talks were needed, what they were hearing from the audience, from our members that were like, we need to know more. And people, there's so many positions on the technical team, you know, from video engineers to, audio engineers, lighting, staging, the whole works. So it was really out of a need that people wanted to know what are these titles and who's doing what. So that's really what that one's about. And Nancy, I'm super blessed to have her join me with that one, because she just, that's her world. She knows all those people and those responsibilities. So really try to just map it all out.
Okay, that'll be really helpful too. And then when it comes to the show calling and stage management for live events, this is like day of stuff. Like the show is happening. This is how to manage everything as it's happening on stage, and you're just kind of doing your best.
Yeah, that one's I love that one. I've probably been giving that one. That's definitely my flagship talk. It scores off the charts every year. I think if you talk to Marcella, it's like we can't get a room big enough to cram the number of people that want to see that talk. But we go deep dive into what it's like to be directing that show live. I've done some work with a couple of U.S. presidents, and we are doing that show. It's being streamed on CNN or being sent to CNN, but we are like, there's no room for error. You've got to nail everything, but things come up. And so we talk about some of the failures that we've seen in big televised events. Mariah Carey, when her microphone didn't work or her monitors weren't working at New Year's Eve, I'm like, it doesn't get bigger than that, right? Yeah. And then we talk a little bit about the Academy Awards and reading the wrong name. How do you recover from that? So that's really, it's exciting, but it's all about, again, making sure that things are there, making sure that you know your team and they're all responsible for their roles so you can nail it and make sure it comes through perfectly.
Awesome. Okay. So the last one, I'm really excited to talk about this. This is a meetup. All right. This is for the events and entertainment people and those in that industry. And this is spilling the tea on live event failures and how we overcome. So it sounds like this is kind of almost a more relaxed, like, ending to that, stage management for live events talk, where people can all just kind of come, we can all talk about the failures that have happened and like how we overcome them, how we like keep the event moving forward, right?
Yeah, exactly. It is, you know, I end that talk on show calling, as I was mentioning, talking about epic fails, right?
Yeah. Like,
how do we, and it is, you know, my talk's about 90 minutes, and that last 20 minutes of the talk or whatever, everybody is edge of their seats. You can feel the cringiness because we want everything to succeed. So we look at real failures and we talk through it and we talk like, what would you do in that situation? So everybody's always been asking, can you do more about that? We want to talk more about that. We love the stories, but we love the learning that you can get from those stories, right? So when Infocom asked me to host that exchange live on the show floor, and ask me what idea, I'm like, this is the one. This is such a fun topic. And we all have those stories, right? And we love, you know, they talk about pain plus time equals comedy. So it really just naturally becomes this like, oh my God, that was the worst. But now I can look back and laugh on it, right?
Yes.
So it's just, I think it's going to be a great opportunity to just kind of open up to each other and be like, I've been there, buddy. I can help you out. Like, it's going to be okay. So.
Do you have a favorite live event failure that's like your favorite one to bring up as an example?
For my own?
Yeah. Or not from your own, or just like one that's happened televised.
I think that the Mariah Carey one was pretty good. I do remember one that I do share in one of my talks is when I was working the Super Bowl. It was XLIX. Which one's that one? 49? But it was in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was managing the NFL awards, everything around the red carpet and everything. And it was at the Symphony Hall, which was across the street from where the big NFL experience was that year. And the Roots played that night.
Yeah.
And it was an open free concert and all of downtown Phoenix shut down. You couldn't, and we were done the NFL awards, couldn't get the trucks off the dock. and you've got to figure out what you, how do you, you know, you've got crew going into overtime. We can't even leave the building because it's shoulder to shoulder. There's a police officer sitting at the gate to the loading docks. And I'm down there as the PM, and I'm just like trying to figure out, like, I need to get these trucks out of here back to our staging yard. They've got to be, next day was Super Bowl Sunday. They've got to be down at the stadium because that gear goes there tomorrow. And it's like 1 in the morning, and I'm just like, what do I do? Turned out that the police officer that was there, he and I worked together on a mayor detail that we were doing a VIP event with the mayor. We hit it off. We had actually had kids at the same time. We remembered that story from then. And he just said, give me a minute. He walks away. And in about 10 minutes, two SUV police cruisers just start coming through that mass crowd. And he said, when they get to the gate, just start your truck and get right on our bumper. We're going to drive you through this crowd all the way back to your holding yard. And it was like lights going. We're just like, this is insane.
That's problem solving. That's problem solving.
Problem solving at the best.
That's a good one. Okay, so I'm excited. I'm not going to ask you to share anymore because I do want to let those be saved for those talks, because I know that that's like a lot of the reason why people love to wait until the end, because I know you said those like last 20 minutes are people are hooked.
I have lots of video. I've got photos and everything. So amazing. Just talking about it is one thing, but when you're watching it, you're like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Yes, this is like exactly like scrolling through AV Install Nightmares, the Facebook group. Like that is like, I will stay in there for hours because I love to see where other people have failed and what they've done about it.
Because we want to learn from it, of course. We don't like looking and laughing.
I've never actually done that before. I just want to learn. Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much. Last question for you is, where can people find and sign up for any of your talks?
Of course, that's only at infocomshow.org.
Perfect.
But again, if anybody's on the fence about attending, I've been attending, I think, 15 years now. It's the best show out of any show to go to. It is so good. And hey, Orlando, why not? Let's do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I look forward. I hope I see you there, Troy, but I appreciate it. It was good talking to you again. And I hope you have a good show. Good luck on the talks. I know they will be very successful, though.
Right on. Thanks so much, you guys. Let's go.
All right. Thank you so much for watching. This has been another episode of Rants and Raves, and we will see you next time.
Rave, rave, rave. With Rants and Raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves.